Okay, this thing is on. Hello, 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 hello. We're just checking. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. I don't know what 4, 6, 8 means. Hello, people. I think this is the episode of the podcast that I just get to be semi-goofy. But hope you're well. Hope you're good. Thank you so much for stopping by our espresso shots. Last time I kind of did like three espresso shots. I was like, maybe that should have been a macchiato, but welcome to the Idea Talks podcast. This is our espresso shot. So this is your short, sharp words to charge, encourage, and just to hang out with you guys, or you all. Ladies, guys, everybody, if you are a listener on this podcast, hey, if you're new, hey, share, like, give us some comments, some love, share with your friends, etc. So today is another episode of our espresso shots. Maybe this would be a macchiato, I'm not sure, but I think this will be a quick one for sure. So today we are here to just give you a charge on revelation. I want to talk about revelation really quickly. It's a topic that is hard to talk about quickly, if I'm honest, because there's much about revelation. And if I really wanted to talk about it, I would love to do it in like an interview discussion type thing with a few people, because I think revelation is, I don't think is powerful. But revelation, so today, actually, as I record this today, I was talking to a group of people. And I was talking to them, I was speaking about a specific verse of scripture. And often, what happens to me when I'm speaking about scripture, usually in the place of prayer, and I'm trying to open it up a little more, I don't even think about what I'm going to say. God just gives me an analogy that I didn't even see coming. I just start talking and it's like, oh, see the analogy of the, and I'm like, where did this even come from? So God gave me an interesting analogy, and I thought it wasn't anything like groundbreaking, but I just thought to myself, because I was speaking to people who they probably, in terms of revelation, wanted to hear more. It was kind of a group about that, but I was trying to expound the scripture, expand on it more, whichever word's correct. Expand on it more, shed some light, and then God gave this analogy, which I thought was simple but profound in a sense. And I heard somebody say something else as well, which I thought was another interesting way of describing it. And I was really hungry to get this out because I, believe that a lot of believers, I believe a lot of believers have a little bit of a warped mindset sometimes because of the way we've been taught. So God is, I can't even, when you say God is love, but God is so many things. I can't describe him. But one of the things that he is to me is father. I am his daughter, and I'm hoping that you all listening are his children. And if you're not, and you're just like, wanting to get to know him more, maybe you are either you're a Christian, but you can't quite comprehend God being your father. Or you're not even a Christian and you've just been hearing things and maybe you want to find out more. This is actually reminding me I do need to do something for new believers or believers that people want to be saved. I would love to have something. I know where I'm going to put that, but that's a topic for another discussion. But thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me to bring you to the Lord. But anyway, I digress. But often in Bible life, in Christian life, or church and all of this over the years, and even just with like how we are taught, we're often taught that God is mysterious, God does things in mysterious ways, and there's always a very weighty mystery associated with God. And I don't want to downplay that at all, in any way, to say like, oh, we know all of God and every, like, no, God is God, and God is, I can't even describe it, but God is, right? And he's so many things. And but we really sometimes people lose the, or don't even, not even lose, they don't even have the they can't even comprehend, which is, you know, God's love is difficult for us to comprehend and fathom. In fact, it's not difficult, it's impossible for us to comprehend it in its fullness, because our minds cannot fathom it. But there's always this mystery sometimes that is taught to us of, like, God is mysterious, he does things in mysterious ways, and he's just mysterious. So what that does, and I say I'm not downplaying that, God does do things in ways that we can't even imagine. You know, his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. He does things like, you know, God is God, right? He's all knowing, all seeing, all of that. But what that often does from the mystery quote unquote perspective is it makes us think, ah, gosh, he's like, you know, I can't relate to him on any way because he's just mysterious, and he's spooky, and there's all these, you know, because when you think of a mystery, you know, if you think about a movie and it's described as being mysterious, then it's spooky, is this, is that, you know, we all of these things we tag and associate with God because of the way it's put across to us that God is mysterious. And I dare I say that some of that is quite a religious mindset. If I think about growing up, and my growing up actually as a Christian was interesting. It wasn't really like I got taught the word a lot and stuff. But if I even think about the few times I did, or, you know, it was always that God was mysterious and like we can't understand him and he's just there, like, you know, so completely unrelatable, he's mysterious, and God is spooky. You know, and a lot of people who also are, you know, don't know God will say God, you know, spooky, or, you know, this or that, or even the things when we talk about the things of the spirit, it's spooky, it's this. So it's presented in this light that it really isn't. So what the Lord was saying to me was, I was talking to the group of people I was talking to about this, about Revelation. And I was talking from Ephesians 1, 17 and 18, which says, it talks about the apostle Paul, Uncle Paul, is, dear Uncle Paul, is praying to, for the church in Ephesus. And he's saying, I pray to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will have, you know, that you would have, you know, some, I love some translations that say the riches of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and that the eyes of your understanding will be flooded with light. I'm paraphrasing, will be flooded with light, you know, so the light of God will open up the eyes of your heart. The eyes of your heart will be, so imagine your heart and light just coming into it, right? And what light does is it reveals things. So if you come into a room and the room is dark and you turn on the light, you'll be able to see what is in the room, you know, and the stronger the light is, you'll be able to see even more detail as to what is in the room. So the light reveals things. So that's the spirit of revelation. So when I think of that scripture, I always think about it the other way around. So I always think about it as, because I'm quite visual. So I always think about the light coming onto your heart, and then that opens up your eyes to have the revelation and the wisdom. Now, the analogy God gave me that I said was quite simple, but, you know, I found it like, okay, it was just coming out, was, you know, a car. So imagine something is covered, right? So a car's covered with a cloth, right? And maybe you can't even tell what it is underneath from the shape, but it's just covered, right? And we're all standing there and people are like, what is that? What is that? And even if people can make out is a car, let's just say, but what is that? It's covered. It's like, what is that? They don't know. For the unbeliever, that is exactly what happens. It's just there. So it remains mysterious. It's a mystery. So the word is a mystery. So there, if even if the unbeliever is reading the word, it could just be like words and stories, but there's no revelation that comes from it, because, you know, and even the things that don't seem explainable can just be, oh, it's a mysterious story, that's all. Oh, you know, the spirit came upon, or Mary was a virgin and she had a child. Mysterious, like it just seems like a mysterious story. But for the believer, and this is what I want to get at, is when you are a believer, you have access to the mysteries of God, or you have access to what people class as mysteries. So for the believer, right, the eyes of their understanding are flooded with light. So in that scenario of the car, what happens is, for the believer, the cover of the car will come off, and they'll be able to see it is a car. They will not only see it's a car, they will see it's a red car. They will see the make of the car, right? So they'll be able to see the inside of the car, what it looks like. They'll be able to, you know, actually see the car. As more light comes, they'll be able to even see the intricate details. Is it automatic, or is it a shift? What do they call it? A manual. or shift stick, as my Americans call it. Is it shift stick or is it automatic? Is it a two-door? Is it this? They'd be able to see all the details as more light comes, right? So imagine first, you know, you just, there's a little light, you make out it's a car, then more lights, you make out it's a red car, then you get to see all of these things. Then the spirit of wisdom will tell you, this is how you drive the car. This is what you need to do. This is the, you know, this is how you navigate with this car. Now that is the believer will get all that information, but for the unbeliever, it is still covered. Like that information is still, it's just still, an object covered there. So that is the power of the revelation. So that we have access to. So I'm just trying to say that mysterious thing we sometimes tag as, oh, God is so mysterious, or, you know, it's a mystery. They don't remain mysteries. The more light we have, you know, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. What he's showing us things as we become his friends. He's telling us what's on his heart. He's speaking to us about other people, other nations of the earth, what's happening. He's, you know, the more we spend time with him, the more we let the light come in. So even as you're a believer, maybe some, it's a process as well, like the more you, you know, grow in God, but those things are not to remain, they're not to remain mysteries, is the point I'm making. Jeremiah 33:3, I love it. The Lord says, call unto me and I will show you deep and mighty things. Another translation says, I will show you mysteries. Even that Ephesians 1:17, some of the translations say insight, secrets. You know, all, it's just like, maybe reading the Amplified, it gives it more. Amplified TPT transliteration, as I just learned, no translation, but that's another that just kind of gives it a bit more. But Amplified, the Living Bible as well, but you know, all, you know, I know that they're loads, but you know, Amplified always amplifies, right? So you see more words that describe what is being said there, right? But you know, even if we just even look at the original text, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you know, he imparts in us that so that we can see, we have insights, we can see into mysteries, into secrets. So those things that are unknown, secrets or mysterious to others are not, as we grow deeper in God. So you don't have to live life mysteriously. Like, you know, it's not God, for God's not for us. I want to remain so mysterious that I'm not going to tell you anything and you're just going to have to figure this thing out and navigate it. Why would he leave Holy Spirit with us? Or, you know, say, I have to leave so that the spirit of the, my spirit can come and be with you and, you know, be the spirit of, you know, the, if you look at Isaiah 11:2, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Ah, why? Why would he do that? You know, he wants to, all of those things. And those, I know in Isaiah is talking about Jesus coming, or, you know, the Messiah to come. But the Messiah now dwells within us. His spirit dwells within us. So all of those things that they're talking about, we have access to. So life is not really meant to be a mystery from that perspective. And sometimes we've been taught that everything is so mysterious with God, is spooky, it's unknown, it's hidden. You know, those hidden things are revealed. You know, the scripture, oh, it's in Proverbs that says, it's Proverbs 25 something. It's the, paraphrasing, things are concealed, but it's the glory of kings to search it out, right? So things are concealed, right? Things are concealed. In fact, even the word you read, just like the word of the Bible, just like that. If you're just reading the words, yes, it's still you. But the more light of God you have, if you've grown in God, let's just say in the past 5 years, you would realize that there's certain things that are, they're there, they're like locked. But the more of God you have, those things become unlocked. They become like mysteries that are unlocked and pulled. And it's a constant thing. So things might still remain a mystery in a sense, but we have access to, the more we grow in God, it's revealed. But even just not forget about the actual, for kind of put that to one side for now. But even what I'm getting at is from the just the basic common how we're taught that everything is mysterious. So even when we come to Christ, and you know, we feel like we're growing or we're doing all these things to grow, sometimes we're hindered by our own mindsets that tells us, well, it's mysterious, so I can't know it. It's spooky, or you know, maybe we feel like we're getting a revelation, but we don't accept it, or we can't comprehend it because it's like it's meant to be a mystery. Or we also didn't even read the word or study with the word with the lens of expecting revelation. We're not even expectant to understand or to see more. We take it all on the surface level because we've been taught that it should be a mystery. So I just want to break that and break that spirit of you. Break it today in the name of Jesus. So Father, I just pray that, Lord, more revelation, flood us, Lord, flood us, Adaba, with more light, Father, more revelation that will stir up and ignite a fire in us, Lord, ignite a fire that we will burn for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to today's macchiato, because again, it wasn't quite an espresso, but I hope this gave you the charge you needed. Take care. God bless. Love you all. Thank you for listening. Bye.